Dave Ingraham and girlfriend Tennille were on a guided red stag hunt in New Zealand and weren't particularly delighted by the guide's technique. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We worked in and we got 30 yards from it. We couldn't see it where it was bedded. I saw his antlers sticking out, and the guide always wants to be in front of me and tell me what to do, which is hard for me because when I hunt in the wild, I'm always in the front. I can't follow anybody. If I have to follow somebody, I'll veer off on another path and hunt by myself. Now I'm following this guy and he's telling me to stop and wait. It was a little bit hard for me because I've hunted for a lot of years. We hunt a lot of elk in Idaho, and I consider myself pretty knowledgeable and how to get close to an animal and when to move, when to not move, especially with a bow. You want to be inside 50 yards for a decent shot. He's in front of me the whole time. If I was a guide and I had a bow hunter, okay, we're getting close. Why don't you get in front of me? Even if he was to grab me by the back of the shirt. Anyhow, he moved up. He didn't see the horns, or he thought it was something else, and we busted the stag out.
Meanwhile, I'm watching from afar, and the stag gets up, and then he jumps, and he bolts, and I see him go behind some other shrub area where you couldn't see him, and I thought, honestly, that Dave must have just poked him, because the way he jumped, but they pretty much just spooked him away.
So if you're a guide, you might want to talk to your client about how he likes to hunt. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.